Hi, I'm Steve Swelsey-Wells and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Gannspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Handed and my band Triple J, all in support of the Gananoque and Area Food Bank. Advance tickets are available now for $20 through Eventbrite, or by emailing me at ganspringrock@gmail.com. You can also help by buying one of our incredible Gan Rocks 2026 t-shirts and participating in our fundraising auction on Facebook, featuring wonderful gifts from local businesses, all in support of a great cause. So take a look on Facebook for Gan Rocks, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Ganspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th.
Hello, hello, everyone. It is 2 p.m., so that means you must be listening to Basement Noise on CFRC 101.9 FM. Today, it's the time has come, guys. It's the last episode of the semester, and I say of the semester because I will be coming back in September, so you guys won't be without me for too long, but you will just have to wait a few months in the summer while I am home. But I've got some really, really good songs queued up for you guys today for the last one. Some of them are like just songs that I love, and a few of them are also kind of like unknown stuff that I've just discovered recently, but nonetheless, they're all bangers, so that's really all that matters, right? But anywho, first up is going to be Doom Boy by The Dirty Nil, who I have played before, but they are coming back to Kingston, so I saw that post and I was like, I should just play them again for that they're coming back to Kingston. But of course, this is when I'm not here, so you won't see me at the show, but that's okay. I'm still wishing them the best for when they're here. And then after that is going to be Chasm by Flyleaf. So let's get into it.
In the back of my time.
Alrighty, so next up is going to be a band that's kind of a little bit, I feel like, different in terms of genres that I would usually play on the show, but I love them so much, so I figured, why not? It's the last episode, I might as well just do whatever I want. But the band is Laundry Day, and they've kind of been blowing up over the last, like, year, I would say. But I've liked them for a while now, not to be, like, that person who was like, I liked them before they blew up, but I kind of did, okay? Let's not talk about it. But I'm going to be playing their song Lavender. And then after that will be My Car by Underwater Basket Weaving, an emo / screamo band from Cambridge. So let's get into those two.
Seven. did in the ocean, just like way back when. How long is forever? If not today, then when?
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Alrighty guys, before I get into the next couple songs, I just have to do a quick Coachella rant, okay? I'm upset. I'm mad, okay? Like, when I saw McGee on my screen, I genuinely got upset. Like, that's not fair, okay? The people at Coachella don't understand him like I do, and I will stand by that. They did not deserve to see Big Mike's. Okay, they didn't. They don't understand it. And it upsets me, okay? I know that he's very far from niche. Like, he's not underground at all. But still, they just don't get him. Like, I've been on McGee for years. Like, I've been putting my friends on him, like, years ago. And it's just not fair. Like, that should have been me there. I should have been there. And I should have seen him. But it's fine. I'm obviously not mad. I will get over it. But whatever. Anywho, up next is going to be a brand new song from Goodwill Suck Machine, who I have played before on here. And I posted this song on my story, so I don't know if you guys have listened to it, but if you haven't, I'm going to play it for you right now anyways. But you should go listen to it after this and like over and over again, because it's a really great song. But I love the song, and I also love all of the other songs that he's released on TV for Dogs. They're just so good, so please check it out if you have time. So first I'll be playing To the Nines by Goodwill Suck Machine, And then after that will be Homesick by A Day to Remember. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. So next up is going to be kind of a classic. It's I Want You Bad by The Offspring. Shout out to my parents for introducing them to me when I was younger. And then after that is going to be a song by Static Safari, and it's called Ben Stiller. So I hope you guys enjoy those two. Let's get into it.
Such a crime. Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
All righty, guys. Next up, we've got some serious CanCon for you guys. The first one is going to be a band called Bald Mice, and they're an alt-rock band from Quebec City. I'll be playing their song Liquid Joy off of their EP, What Remains, and then after that will be the band Be Still from Toronto. I'll be playing their song Graffiti off of their album Sacrifice. Both of these bands are really good guys, so I hope you guys like them, and let's get into it. Okay, guys, I've got four really great songs coming up for you. The first one is going to be by Rage Against the Machine. You guys know they're one of my favorite bands ever, so I have to play them on my last episode. I'm going to be playing Settle for Nothing by them, and then after that is going to be The Great Golden Baby by Circa Survive. Big news, guys. I mean, this has been out for a while, but they are doing a reunion show at Louder Than Life Festival in September. I'm so jealous. This festival has like the most insane lineup ever, and it's in like Kentucky. Like, are you kidding me? All of these like great music festivals take place in like the middle of nowhere and or like in the Midwest for something. Like, there's one at like the Ohio Penitentiary or something, isn't that? I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's one of them. I can't remember what it's called. And then there's like Aftershock that's in Sacramento and stuff. And I'm just so jealous because either they're not in a state that I can access or they're during the school year, so I can't go and I'm not gonna like fly out and miss school. Like, I could and I really want to. I actually almost did that for the When We Were Young festival in second year or first year, I don't know, whatever, but I didn't end up doing it, which is fine. But this lineup is insane. Like, Pierce the Veil, Limp Bizkit, Papa Roach, Pantera, Iron Maiden, like, oh my god, Under Oath, I can't, Rise Against, Tool. I just, I mean, okay, to be fair, some of these bands I have seen before, so like, I can't lie, I'm like, okay, it's whatever, but like, still, I just want to go. I just want to go to all the music festivals and I want to see all the music ever, but whatever. Let's get into those two, Settle for Nothing and The Great Golden Baby. Let's get into it.
Seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. I tried to grip my family, but I slipped. To escape from the pain in an existence mundane, I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name. The pain in my home, hatred passed on, and passed on. A world of violent rage, but it's one that I can recognize, having never seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. I tried to grip my family, but I slipped. Existence mundane. I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name. Read my writing on the wall. No one's here to catch me when I fall. Cut between my culture and the system. Catch me when I fall.
for nothing now, and we'll settle for nothing later. If we don't take action now, we'll settle for nothing later. We'll settle for nothing now, and we'll settle for nothing later. If we don't take action now, we'll settle for nothing later. We'll be right back.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Okay, guys, it's that time. It's the last two songs of the show and the last two songs that you're ever going to hear from me. Just kidding. Obviously, you know this joke. But I saved the best for last, okay? I swear. I was just, like, scrolling through Apple Music on my phone because, yes, reminder, I am an Apple Music user. And I saw this first one, and I actually got so excited. I love the song. It's just so fun. But before I introduce them, I just want to say how much fun this experience has been. I know, realistically, there's not that many people listening to my show, but it's really fun to just imagine that there's, like, hundreds of people tuned in and that it's in, like, everyone's headphones all the time. But, yeah, I just want to say it's been a great time. And I can't wait to come back next year, or next September, I guess, realistically. But if we're going to do it, let's get into these last two songs. First up is going to be Kiss Me Again by We Are The In Crowd. This is the one that I was talking about. Just, like, made me so excited to hear. It's so fun. And then after that, the final one, best for last, is going to be Yeah Boy and Dollface by Pierce the Veil, my other favorite band ever. Vic's voice in the song is just absolutely perfect. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you all do amazing on your finals, and I will see you in September. Bye.
Could never leave your bed. Wake me up and let me know. Yeah. just